Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, things are the way they are because of what you're doing. If you want something different, you must do something different, for you stand at a crossroads, burdened by anxiety, seeking solace and relief, but it's during these times that my clarity pierces through the fog. For I am not a distant God, but an ever-present force, closer than the breath of your nostrils. As I stand beside you, the world throws challenges your way, testing your faith, testing your resolve. These aren't punishments or disqualifications, but opportunities. They forge your character, they refine your spirit, and they demonstrate your unwavering trust in me. You may feel alone in your struggles, but I assure you, you are not. My kingdom is a kingdom, not driven by feelings or emotion, but by eternal realities accessed by your confidence in me and your yieldedness to my voice. I am Melchizedek, the eternal priest king, says the Father, existing outside the constraints of time. I have no beginning and no end. I am the expression of all that is holy, the divine made manifest. And my essence flows through you, through your day, and every single minute. You are not an accident of existence, but a cherished creation woven into the very fabric of reality before the foundations of the earth were laid. This divinely placed spark I've put within you grants you the strength to overcome any obstacle. Look back on your journey. Recall the hardships you've endured, the mountains you've climbed, the storms you've weathered. Every victory, big and small, is a testimony not only to my faithfulness, but to the resilience I've placed within you. Those same unwavering qualities. Do not be overcome by doubt. Face challenges head on, knowing that I am your constant companion and helper. When anxieties cloud your judgment, seek solace in the place of prayer. Yes, let your mouth pray that you might find comfort in the knowledge that I am surely listening. This period of unease, this season of discomfort, is just a necessary chapter to your ongoing story. It is a crucible that refines your faith and strengthens your resolve. And emerging from this time, you will stand taller. Your faith will be more unwavering and your connection to me deeper than ever before. Trust in the unwavering current of my love and my power that carries you forward. You are not adrift, but guided by my steady, unseen hand. My plans for you are good, overflowing with purpose and meaning. So take heart, for even in the darkest of nights, your dawn will come. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $ prophetic now. if you use zellprophetic@gmail.com. I want you to know that I'm here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.